to episode 35 of The Rift, Monday, March 21st, 2011. My name is Arithian.
And I'm Deskus.
So this podcast is sponsored by Typefrag Ventrilla Hosting, and there's still 10 days left to enter their Doghouse System Gaming PC giveaway. So don't forget to either fill out the short survey or put the Ventrilla status widget up on your guild page for a chance to enter. Entries close on March 31st.
Today we introduce James Elwar Nichols to the community and talk to him and Cindy Abigail Bowens about the account hack compromising, the coin lock system and customer service updates, and then we'll move on to the weekly news roundup.
So, moving along to our chat.
Hi again, Cindy.
Hello, it's good to be here. I've missed you guys.
Missed you too. And today, you've actually brought James Elwar Nichols with you, the new community assistant manager. Welcome, Elwar.
Hey, everyone. It's great to be here.
First up, can you tell us a bit about yourself and how you came to work for Tryon?
Sure, yeah. I was working at Sigil on Vanguard Saga of Heroes, and then after that, I went to Mythic / EA / BioWare, where I worked on Warhammer Online primarily, but as well as Ultima Online, Dark Age of Camelot. Since my days with Vanguard, I've been really good friends with Cindy, and I've gotten to know a lot of people in the industry, and this position opened at Tryon. It looked like a perfect fit for me and my past experience, so, you know, I applied, and as things happen, I got the position, and it's great to be here.
Now, have you actually had a chance to play the game?
I have, not as much as I'd like, because I actually just got internet at my house 2 days ago, so I can finally set up the computer, maybe get a couple hours in this weekend and start leveling my guy up.
What faction are you going to play?
You know, I'm going to play both. It's part of my job to understand the game as a whole, so, you know, I don't really have a preference there. I have fun with all of them.
I like that excuse. It's part of my job. I'm like, oh, I wish. That would be so awesome. It's my job to know this race. Yes.
Yep.
You don't really have a favorite class or rift type yet?
No, I mean, I'm partial to rogue because I'm kind of a, you know, blade and bow kind of guy. I played bards heavily in EQ, you know, so I got some love there. But I've really enjoyed pretty much every role I've picked up so far. So we've done a pretty good job of making a pretty solid class system, in my opinion.
So give us a quick little rundown of what your typical day entails at Tryon.
So typical day, you know, pretty much checking the forums whenever I can, reading what's new, what's going on, replying, following up where I can, you know, if something pops up, I'm bringing it to the dev team so that they can go either give a reply themselves, find out more information, tell them about a bug that someone found possibly, and get it ready to go into, you know, future update. On top of that, you know, I'm doing things like this, working with you guys. I'm going to probably start doing some more work with fan sites in the future, you know, working with Eric on or Zan, for that matter, on Facebook, and, you know, going to learn how to do all the Twitter. And then, you know, working with the European guys as well to make sure they're in the loop. We have a huge European community, and making sure they're on the same page.
Sounds like fun. Now we're going to move into the more sort of, you know, hairy stuff since launch and everything. Now, coming into the team as it launched, was it sort of like throwing you into the deep end? What have you mostly been dealing with since Head Start and the launch of the game?
So, yeah, I mean, I came in on February 28th, day before launch. But fortunately, I've been through the rodeo before, you know, and I come with the mindset of expect the unexpected. So with that, I've gone pretty much from, you know, everything from, you know, how do we handle some of the, you know, the larger issues that came up at launch. I can't even remember them. Obviously, we're dealing with the compromised account stuff right now, and that's pretty much been my big focus since, you know, last week.
Yeah, understandable on that one.
Yeah, it is.
So, what about all the negativity coming from new posters on the forum? What's been the best way to deal with this?
Well, you know, the game just launched, and with that comes a wider community, and just like other game communities out there, there is a wide mix of people. You know, it's pretty awesome, I think, that so many people with so many different interests, so many different backgrounds from all over the world have something in common in these games. Unfortunately, that causes friction sometimes. Hate is going to hate, but, you know, we're gonna make the best of it, and it seems like many, many people are enjoying the game right now, and that's really, you know, a cause for celebration for them all.
Yeah. It's obvious that 4 to 10 day waits on petitions and in-game problems aren't supposed to be the norm, but right now that's what the player base are looking at. A try on increasing the amount of customer service ops available to deal with the issues?
Yeah, we absolutely are. Just like how you saw things roll out on launch day. We had far more people coming into the game than we had anticipated. So that affects everything from community to customer service to, you know, just pretty much every department. We all have to adjust to bigger numbers. And customer service is working just around the clock. The people that we have working there are putting in tremendous hours and working really hard, but they are also in the process of hiring and training lots more people. I'm not at liberty to give exact numbers, but we are staffing up as quickly as possible and doing everything we can to get those turnaround times down.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You had to have known we were going to ask about it, but what can you tell us about the account hacking?
So, you know, unfortunately, there's, you know, only so much that we can tell you before we're also talking to the hackers. So that's why on certain things we need to be a little bit more tight-lipped than we would like, you know, because everything we tell you, they're going to know about. Yeah. And therefore, they can react to the things that we're doing possibly before we do them. You know, that's just kind of the double-edged sword of the situation. You know, the thing is that this goes on across all the games, outside of games, email accounts, so many different services and other websites. You know, these are organizations that span, you know, they're not biased towards games at all. You know, they're simply interested in the profits behind, you know, exploiting these things. So from there, they have, some of them are extremely coordinated and they can pull together a ton of data about our users and users, you know, and some of our players are from other games where they may have used similar passwords or the same passwords, and that just leads directly into, you know, the potential for their accounts to be compromised. It's an unfortunate situation, and that's why we're working on, you know, a number of things to try and mitigate the problem.
Now, most MMOs I can think of have had their fair share of, you know, hacking. But in Tryon's case, at least by the vocal complaints on the boards, it's been really excessive with this launch. Why do you think you were targeted so forcefully?
So, you know, I don't think it's not necessarily that it's more excessive. I'd say that it's a much more immediate effect that we're seeing. They were ready on launch day to roll this out. And so we just saw the full tidal wave effect of them coming in.
Yeah.
And with that, you know, they brought their entire arsenal to bear down on our account systems. You know, it's just really a whole, you know, perfect storm kind of scenario where we have a really successful game with a lot of people with a lot of experience in playing other MMOs. And, you know, we just have so many users coming from different games who use sites all over the internet. And it's just a culmination effect of we've got a really successful product currently that's, you know, keeps growing, the community keeps getting bigger, and with that means there's more chances for these guys to use the information that they have on hand to come in and, you know, exploit what they have.
Now, the coin lock has been announced, implemented, and mostly explained through press release last week. What was the deciding factor leading to use this form of account protection?
Yeah, so it was really the most immediate solution that is really kind of addresses the core of the issue, and really, it's not the global or, you know, all-encompassing solution. But what it does is it completely disables most of the attacks that we're seeing. So in this case, you know, it's going to save a large number of users from having to submit appeals and just make overall account security that much more ironclad.
So basically, doesn't it, like, you can't sell stuff, you can't access the auction house at all, you can't trade, you can't sell stuff to a merchant, is that correct? You can't destroy items.
You basically cannot alter the character's inventory, including the gear they're wearing and the cash they have on hand in any way.
What about the character? Is it possible to delete the character, or is that also locked out?
We've actually just resolved an issue where all those kind of problems that you might have seen are now resolved. So, nope, they won't even be able to delete the character.
Awesome. Fantastic. That is excellent. People will like that very much. So what other methods are Tryon putting in place for account security, and how soon will they be implemented?
Well, there are lots of different things they're looking at. I mean, we've announced the things that have already been done. I know the biggest thing that people are asking about are authenticators, and that is in the works. I can't give you a time frame right now.
Okay.
I mean, first priority is taking care of the most immediate issues and getting the coin lock in place. and making sure that we can try to stop this flow of hacking problems. And then the authenticators are coming right on the heels of that. They are being worked on right now. There are people already putting in time on it. And as soon as we have more information, we'll get it posted on the forums.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. Now, I have to say that the actual launch of the game was almost flawless. Like, it really was. The game, you know, no bugs, very few bugs, no crashes, you know, like, the worst thing was queues. And it seems that this whole hacking thing has, like, overshadowed how flawless a launch it was. Is that having any effect on subscriptions or anything like that?
No, not really. I mean, we're not seeing an inordinate amount of people canceling or anything like that. You know, it is our first 30-day period mm-hmm. where subscriptions haven't kicked in yet. So I think we're seeing, you know, pretty normal numbers there. You know, it's a very frustrating situation for our users and for us. I mean, like you said, we had a great launch. Everything is going really, really well, except people are having to deal with this hacking problem. And it's frustrating for us, too. I mean, you know, here in community, we're having to deal with the outcry about it. Mm-hmm. CS is having to deal with being overrun by it. Our engineers are having to focus on how to fix this rather than implementing things in the game that they'd rather be working mm-hmm. on. So it's frustrating for everybody. We would love to have this solved and a thing of the past as soon as possible. So it's definitely top priority and something we're all really working on.
So the gold spam, on the other hand, has been surprisingly absent. At least on our servers, I know. Like, I get it like one or two a week. It's
I haven't got any anymore. The only thing I've been getting are some in the mail, but mm-hmm. even that's starting to slow
down.
Yeah,
those are the only ones I get actually now. That's all I've seen this week.
So the spam filter is working well then?
And it's being updated continuously. You know, they've got features in place to add new terms all the time. People are being silenced, and I think by now the patch has gone through that blocks your mail as well. So once you've reported somebody in mail, you shouldn't be getting more from them. So,
good.
Definitely going down the right road on that.
Now, it's obvious that the hacking solutions are taking a lot of CS time, like you've said. And I know I've been asked this by multiple people on mm-hmm. Facebook and Twitter, so I really have to ask the question. How soon can people expect better than approximately 7-day automated response checking on an issue? How soon before the customer service for normal in-game stuff gets back down to acceptable levels for the consumer base? Any guesses?
Well, you're going to love this answer, but I'm hoping soon.
Soon? Is that soon, Cindy?
Yeah, soon TM. You know, they're getting the customer service folks staffed up as quickly as possible. At the same time, you know, getting in the coin lock, trying to do everything they can to stop the hacking. So, you know, we're all hoping that we're going to see immediate results from these things. I would hope very soon you're going to start seeing a difference. And that's the best guess I can give you. I don't want to make any promises. You know how we feel about that. We don't want to promise any kind of timeline that we're not sure of. I mean, but all I can tell you is it's all hands on deck. Everybody is working towards that goal.
Well, I know that before the actual launch, when you were still in Head Start, the CS responses were much, much better than they are now.
Yeah.
And it would be lovely to get back to that because nobody was unhappy with that. So.
Yep, that's definitely our goal too. That's exactly what we want to see.
Okay, so just switching over to fan sites for a moment.
Quite a few of the sites listed on the fan site page haven't updated in 2 months or longer. Will it take long to rectify this?
Well, let me explain a little bit about how that site or how that page happened. Since we just launched and all of the sites coming out, except for you guys, you founder sites, a lot of the sites coming out are new and just getting started. So we decided to go ahead and list everyone that has a fan site and see how it goes. Now, that list is already a little bit old. You know, it took a while from the time we submitted it until they actually got it posted up there because they were kind of busy with things like launch and stuff for a little while. So that list is a little bit outdated already. We are going to try to be updating it once a month. And each time we do that, we will be taking away sites that are no longer updated or, you know, look like they've been left unattended. We're also going to be moving things around. You're going to see different categories for the fan sites. As things, you know, develop and the sites show us what they're doing. I mean, you're probably going to see things like, you know, categories for blogs, class sites, crafting sites, you know, things that are sites that are specific and on what they're focusing. You'll see some different lists and different organization happening over the next few months with that fan site page. But right now, we just kind of wanted to open the doors to everyone who wanted to give it a shot and see how it went.
Okay, makes sense.
A lot of people are asking about server transfers. Will this be something Trion is willing to offer? And how soon can people expect this if they do?
It is definitely something that's on the table. I was just in a meeting, I believe, yesterday where it was being discussed. We are well aware that people are asking for it, and it is something that they want to be able to offer as soon as they can. But again, you know, right now the focus is on taking care of the compromised accounts. Mm-hmm. Once that's a little better under control, they'll have time to put into some other things like that. So it's definitely coming. I can't tell you when, but it will be something you'll be seeing soon.
Trademark.
Fantastic.
Soon.
Yay.
The famous Cindy soon. Now, Elra, are you enjoying yourself? Are you you're kind of like a little excited about the prospect of the game and how well it's doing so far?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the reasons I was really excited to come work at Trion was because I got into the beta and I was playing the game. I loved it. I was having a blast. It was the most fun I'd had, you know, for a long time in a game. So definitely.
Yep, I will agree with that. That's one of the big reasons we're still here, so.
Oh, I love it. I'm just a little bit slow on the leveling. Very slow.
Yeah, I'm definitely loving it, too. It seems crazy to me that, you know, that I work here and I'm dealing with Rift all day long, and I go home and the first thing I want to do is fire up and jump into the game.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to do that at all. I don't spend the entire day perusing the forums when I should be working, and I definitely don't get home and do nothing but jump straight on the computer.
Nope. Totally log on in the morning before school, or even just 10 minutes at times.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hate the fact that I have to work instead of play, but, you know, comes with the territory, I guess, right?
Yeah. My guild killed Hylas, and we're working on Greenscale now. Very exciting, and I get to tank, so I am the happiest podcaster chick out there. I love being a tank, so
nice,
it's a lot of fun.
Good luck to you on Greenscale.
We will get him. We will get him. We're almost there.
I'll see Greenscale someday.
He will. He looks like Appa from.
I watched your one video you posted. It was quite funny to watch.
Oh, the one with Hylas.
Not gonna lie, I'm really excited right now because I'm seeing all brand new stuff I've never seen in beta.
Yeah,
any
it's good,
ever.
Isn't it?
It's like it's fantastic to see brand new things. I'm like running around. I'm like, this is cool. That's big. That's scary. That's pretty.
Yeah, I love it. I think the game is doing really, really well. I just can't wait for you guys to get this compromise.
Exactly.
Account compromise under control.
It kind of bites when you see guildies getting hacked and you just can't do anything to help them.
Yeah. Yeah, neither can we. It's just, you know, it's super frustrating us to see our players having to go through this as well. And that's why we're doing everything we can night and day to
kind of dampen
to get this behind us so we can all just go back to having fun and playing the game.
Yeah, it's a shame that it's dampened the release, but I still think it's probably the most solid release I've ever taken part in, so.
Definitely.
Yep. Now, Miss Cindy, is there anything else you would like to share with us today?
I'm really glad that you've had a chance to have Elrar come on and meet with you guys.
Me too.
You're going to be seeing a lot of him on the forums and at events, and we're really happy to have him on our team.
Oh, we're glad he's there.
I will not be a stranger.
Oh, good. Haha, we will drag him back then.
I'll remember that.
We're going to have a community party. We're going to have a community party on the podcast one day with everybody coming back.
Oh, that could be chaos.
After the excitement levels have dimmed a little. But yes, thank you both for coming on. Thank you very much for taking time out of your very busy schedule that I know you have. And we look forward to hearing more updates on the account compromising and the customer service updates.
Thank you. It was great having my first podcast. Look forward to future ones.
Definitely.
Excellent. Definitely.
So it was good to have them come and chat to us about the current hacking problems the game is having.
Yeah. I mean, I logged in and, you know, after they've done this and I had my account was coin locked and I was like,
Oh, man, I about flipped out in guild chat. And they're like, it's okay. It's okay. Everybody's locked.
I think it was just to set like sort of the home locking, like the home location of where you are. I really hope this works because I've had two really well-geared people in the guild be hacked, and I would prefer not to have more hacked. So.
I know, and it doesn't take that long either to uncoin lock, like to get rid of the coin lock.
No, it doesn't. And I know I had somebody comment on the fact that, wow, that number doesn't make me feel very safe. But I sort of thought, well, it's not like you can just sit there and keep trying to put a 5-digit number in there.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to have that exact number or you have to resend it. So the odds of them getting that exact number.
Exactly. And it's like I had people complaining. I'm like, well, I don't want to get – because like some of them are getting coin locked repeatedly. Like their IP is changing all the time.
Yeah.
Like they don't have a constant.
That's weird.
Which is kind of a bother, I would suppose, if like you're used
well,
to that.
Well, it's supposed to have a range, though. It's not supposed to just be like one number and leave it. It's supposed to be like a range of pretty much what's plausible for your ISP to be giving you. So they shouldn't be getting constantly coin locked.
Well, that's, yeah. It's probably just a little bit buggy for them at first.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm really glad they put in the you can't delete a character because originally you could delete the character still. So now you can't delete the character. You can't do crap if you're coin locked basically now.
Yeah, I read the little thing when it popped up saying coin locked. And I'm like, sweet, I can't do anything.
Yeah. Anyway, we can move on to the weekly update.
Wednesday, March 16th, Ink Gamers released some foraging and mining maps. If you're looking to forage or mine, check these out.
On Thursday, March 17th, Tryon released some new details on Alspeth the Discordant. If you're interested in finding out a bit more about this major character, give it a read because it's really interesting.
She looks so cool.
She's awesome. I really like her. I like the bad chick. She's cool. Tryon released their second update. Check out the patch notes at Rift 1.02, and that includes the coin locking.
Friday, March 18th, Zim has released an update to their database and added in a few cool things. Check it out.
Now, don't forget to check out Engine Epic Rift Guild Hosting because they have actually upgraded their security for login and everything else and information and privacy and everything. Really, really good. Take a look at it. So what have you been doing, Desi?
I've been leveling.
I'm proud of you.
Running instances. It's actually really fun because, I don't know, I actually really like those zone-wide events with the rifts and then you get the boss. And the higher up I get, the funnier it gets to watch. And try to do this because you have the Guardians and the Defiance trying to kill the same boss. And it's just like you're playing tug of war with this really angry creature. And like earlier, I just did one actually earlier, and somebody goes, let's just kill it together. And somebody's like, if you're a Guardian, I'm going to kill you. And I was like, yes. And then of course they're in front of the Defiant Town. So it was easy for us. It was a bad position for the Guardians to try and play tug of war. Because we die and we just run back over to the mob. They had to run quite a distance to get to it again.
Yeah, no, we do a fair few, you know, it's not quite like that on a PvE server because, well, you do have the Guardians jumping in the midst of AoEing players and who are flagged and deliberately try to flag other people and then get upset when you kill them. But, yeah, we've been working on Greenscale, and Greenscale's the only boss we've got left to kill. So looking forward to that.
Awesome.
I know, it's exciting.
I live vicariously through you and your raiding experience.
Well, I love it because I get to tank, so it makes me a very happy little tank.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying my tank. I love it. I keep. I have a favorite build, and I keep trying heaps and heaps of other builds. I probably respec like 3 or 4 times a day, trying different stuff out, but I have a favorite.
I'm figuring out my mage.
So are you liking your mage?
I am, but like, I'm not. I haven't found the right build yet. I keep getting owned when I should be killing the other player.
You'll get it.
Exactly. I'm like just tweaking with it and trying to find what I like best and what works for me. As is, I'm just the dot fiend. I just dot them up and run around them. But it's about that time again. I think Aerie needs a break for today.
Yeah, just a bit. I had surgery on Thursday, so I'm a little tired and extremely sore.
Yet you can see how crazy she is because she's still doing the podcast.
Yes, I had to. Hey, I was drugged up all Thursday, so, you know.
I know, I got to talk to you. It was pretty epic sounding, actually, honestly.
Yeah, but it's okay. I will be fine, hopefully, in the next week or so and be a little bit more enthusiastic like I usually am. I'm a little kind of dopey right now.
So don't forget to visit us at riftpodcast.com. We'll have all the links mentioned up in our blog post. The podcast team has expanded a bit, and we now have some dedicated article writers. Keep a look out on our blog for upcoming articles.
So remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. If there is something you would like to contribute or to share with us, you can contact us via riftpodcast@gmail.com, in comments on the site, or through the Contact Us feature.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast.
This is Arithian.
And this is Deskus.
And we'll talk to you next week.